Okay. We spoke out last year that the obvious question that the Shita Mekubetzus raises, the Gemara asked the question after establishing that the Tod of Gavka Yotzivo of Rav Papa refers to Tzvoros, the Gemara asked, Amai Karila Toda de Regel, the way that Rashi and Tosis seem to explain, Tosis for sure, the Gemara is asking it should be its own classification. Why do we call Toda de Regel? And the Gemara answers for the din of Shalei Min Ha'aliyah, that's for Rav Papa, and then the Gemara goes back to Rava, and Rava wasn't sure about that issue, whether Tashuman is Migufo or Min Ha'aliyah, so for Rava it's supposed to be Shus Rabin. But what is the Gemara asking? Why is the Gemara suddenly bothered that it shouldn't be considered Toda de Regel? The Rishonim say because it doesn't have dinim of Regel, because it's only Chatzi Nezek, so we have to find some din that it has in common that shares with Regel. I mean, after all, Todesen Lav Kayotzivahen, until now we were suggesting possibly Todesen Lav Kayotzivahen, that's how we started the whole Gemara, and yet it's called a Toda. Why? Because it has characteristics similar to the Av. So why wouldn't that be sufficient at this point in the Sugya? So we saw the Shita's explanation why at this point the Gemara feels that it has to be more than just about characteristics, because now we're assuming everything else is Kayotzivo, so that must be part of the definition of Toda as well. It has to have some connection to Din. Then we had another approach that I want to just go over and then see what we did with it. I wanted to say, and this is very much within the sheet of Rashi that we understood until now, that Todesen Lav Kayotzi Vehen would mean that it's Pater completely. Pater completely. So, but what does that mean? But it's a Toda. And the answer is, it's a Toda, meaning what halacha, there's something, obviously, that's relevant to say it's a Toda. So the answer is, it has a Shem Mazik. The Shein Mazik has in it the Din Tashlumin. The Shein Mazik also has the Din that it's a chiyuv of Shemira. You have to have an Isser Mazik, and it's mitzad the Din of Hilchus Nezikin that you have to guard it. The person has a tvi on you not to let you be Mazik in that manner, and all of that would apply to the Toda. The only thing that wouldn't apply is the actual Tashlumin that would come as a result of the Hezik, which means that what the Toda is. In the sense that it's a mazik by virtue of the av. The way we were mazber, each av has its own unique way that it's defined as a mazik. The mazik of Shane is defined by the characteristics of Shane, the mazik of Karen by the characteristics of Karen, and so on with all the mazikim. The toda, which shares the characteristics, so by virtue of the fact that it has the same manner in which it's mazik as the av, so the template called mazik, whatever comes with it, maybe Tashuman wouldn't come along with that. But everything, because it's not on the same level as the Av, it's a Toda. But to the extent that it has what it has in it, in terms of being a Mazik, it's because of the Av. That's basically the way we want to explain. And if that's the understanding of what we're saying until now, then we understand the Gemara's question over here. Comes the Gemara and says, we have a din called Tzvoros. Tzvoros pays Chatzi Nezek. Where does Tzvoros get the din of Chatzi Nezek? Until now we were assuming that Lav Kayotzi Behen means zero, right? That's what Rashi said, no Tashuman. And suddenly now we have a Tashuman of Chatzi Nezek. The answer is, Halacha, Moshe Misinai gives you the din of Tzvoros Chatzi Nezek. Now, if I already know the din of Chatzi Nezek from the Halacha, if the Chatzi Nezek means obviously it's a Mazik, and it's Chatzi Nezek. But now, the halacha could be the source, as far as we know, of everything. Whatever you want to call it a mazik of any av, or a new av, a new category. Now the Gemara is pressing the issue, why is it Toda de Regel? In other words, if we don't have any other source to understand what makes this a mazik, the source is the characteristics which it has with the av, give it whatever degree mazik and whatever halachos come with it, that's because it shares the characteristics of the av. So if it's a mazik in terms of the chiyuv shmira and the isser lahazik, all that is by virtue of its sharing the characteristics of the av. But now, what do we have? We have a din of tzvoros. True, it has characteristics of regel. But if the din itself is coming from another source, it's coming from Chumash Sinai. The Torah is now defining. So to the extent that Zavka Yotzivo, it wouldn't have anything. So where does it get chasinezik from? The answer is the halacha spoke to this case and says it's chasinezik. No, if the halacha is speaking to this case, maybe the halacha is basically creating a new category. Why would you want to make it connected to regel? If there's some connection anyway in terms of din to regel, so then I can take the two and two and add them together. I have a natural connection to regel. And there's already a din that's sharing with regel. And the halacha is coming to speak about that inyan. So then it goes together. The halacha and the Toda de Regel goes together. But if it don't have a din to latch onto regel, to show that the din is a function of regel, I don't know yet Poto Mishus Rab. I don't know Ishalim in Aliyah. I just know Chatzin Ezek. So that means what? Just the characteristics? So what? If I have a halacha that's telling me the din, so Mehechet Tesei that I should try to make that Chatzin Ezek of halacha fit with the Toda of regel any more than being its own halacha. That's really the pshat that we wanted to say within Rashi. It's what Rashi doesn't talk about the other issues that we saw in the Shita. Oh, because it's Kayotze then everywhere else, suddenly the question arises over here. Rashi doesn't say anything about that point that the Shita makes. Okay, so this is the basic idea is that the halachos that it shares with Regel, be it Shalom and Aliyah, be it Lepot B'Shus Arabim, those halachos are indicative of the fact that it is a Toda of regel. Notice, it's not that it's a Toda of regel, it's called the Toda because of those halachos. The other way around. Those halachos are indicators. Where do those halachos come from? Because it is a Toda of regel, it shares the characteristics of regel, and it's getting its halachos from regel. The only thing is, the halacha stepped in and said, you should know it's Chatzin Nezek. That's what comes out of this Gemara. So what do we gain with this? We want to say the following. The Rishonim wonder as follows. The Rashba and others, the Ramban in the second Perek. The Gemara starts with Rav Papa and then goes to Rav. According to Rav Papa, why do we call Toda de Regel? And says the Gemara, because it's paying min aliyah, not migufa. According to Rava, there's a Shaila, Rava's Mesupik. Chatzin Ezek of Tzeros, maybe it's migufa. Maybe it's min aliyah. So why, according to Rav, is it called Toda de Regel? Rav also agrees it's called Toda de Regel, as Rishonim explain. It says the Gemara, Lepoto b'shus Rabin. Says the Ramban, no, once I say that for Rav, so maybe we can, originally Gemara says Rav is sure, so Rav is not sure, so Rav Papa is sure. It says the Ramban, but at the end of the Gemara, if Rav gives a good answer why it's called Toda de Regel, so Rav Papa could just as well hold that it's because of that, because of Poto B'Shus HaRabim. So why do we have to say anymore that Rav Papa is sure about its min aliyah? Maybe it's migufo. So the Ramban thinks in the Chinami, when the Gemara is finished, you could really go back and say that Rav Papa also only calls it Toda de Regel because of the din of Toto B'Shus HaRabim. The Rashba didn't want to say that Gemara was actually Choser, so the Rashba says, in theory you're right, Rav Papa could have called it Toda de Regel based on what the Gemara says with Rava. But since we all happen to hold Kedavra Pashut, not like the Suffolk of Rava, we hold that it is the Shalim and Aliyah, so we might as well make Rav Papa go with what we know to be the case. That's what the Rashba says. Both the Rashba and the Ramban both are in agreement then that fundamentally you could just as well have Rav Papa calling it Toda de Regel based on what? Based on the Torah Shisarab. But if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, the way he says it, and Kibbe Eger is brought named Kibbe Eger in his own way, but it's the same basic cheshbon. It's not so simple. You can answer this question in a different way. You could answer that the Gemara had no choice but to say that Rav Papa calls the Toda de Regel because of the Shalom and Aliyah, and only according to Rava can the Gemara get away with saying it's called Toda de Regel because of the Torah Shisarab. Why is that? That has to do with the fact that we have Rav Papa himself at the end of the parak weighing in on the question of Palganiska by Karen, Mamona versus Knasa. So what is Shitas Rav Papa? So Papa in the first there in the Gemara, Palganiska what? Mamona. No. Now, if that's the case, so Kiveger and the Shita, they say, Luchara, if you're not going to bring in the variable that the Gemara mentions, that Rav Papa is going to hold the Shalom and Aliyah, you're still not going to be able to understand why Rav Papa can call Svaros Toda de Regel. I Yishayim and Aliyah, so it's like Regel. But wait again, wait a second. If he holds it, might be Yishayim Migufo, right? And there's another thing, that it makes it similar to Karen, namely, it's Mama. So why do you suddenly harp onto the fact that they both have the din of, I missed something. If you would have just said, sorry, what does the Gemara say? Rav Papa says Shamin Ali. If I would just leave that out, maybe it's Migufa. So why is it called Teregel Potu Mishus Rabin? So I would just say that, I wouldn't be convinced that it would be called Totu Teregel. Because on the one hand, yeah, it's Potu Mishus Rabin like Regel. On the other hand, it might be Mishalim Migufo, right? I don't know about Min Aliyah yet. And it's Mama. So if it could be Migufo, and it's also Mammon, I could just as well say it's Toda the Kerem. So why should I say it's Toda the Regel? In order to tilt the scale, to allow us to justify classifying Thoros as Toda the Regel, Fibra Papa, who holds Paganiska Mamona, you're going to have to also throw into the hopper, you're going to have to say that Papa holds that for sure it's Mishayim and Aliyah. Were it to be Mishayim Migufo, then I would say, look, on the one hand, it's Pata Mishus Arad, like Regel. On the other hand, it's Mishalim Yigufo, like Karen, and it's Mammon, like Karen. So why call Tov the Regel? Call Tov the Karen. Why is it better coin to Rava? For Rava, it's okay. Because Rava could hold, and this is maybe even, you could try to find a Raya from Perkachova, but Rava holds this way, you have to find it. But at least we could say, and let's just say it for now, that Rava holds, Palganiska is what? Knasa. No, Pagniska Knasa and Tsvaros is Mammon. So therefore, right away, you have a differentiating factor that it's not like Karen's, it's like Mammon, like Rego. So now what you have to do is add to that, what the Mishnah Sarab. So basically, a cheshbon of how many things is it more similar to Rego, how many things are similar to Karen. For a Papa, it's more complex. For a Papa, you have to deal with the issue of Karen and Knasa versus Mammon, and since he holds Pagniska Mammona, it's not as distinct from Karen as we would say necessarily for Pagniska Knasa. It's not as distinct. We have to also make it one more din. We have to say that it's going to be l'shalei min ha'aliyah. This is what the Eger and the Shita seem to say. No, such a nice cheshbon. The problem is, why doesn't the Rashba, why doesn't the Ramban accept that cheshbon? In other words, they are willing and comfortable to live with the suggestion that Rav Papa, in theory, could hold that it's m'shalei migufo. Why doesn't that bring up the question that why does the Potter Mishnah Sarabim carry the day to call it Toda the Regel? By the same token, I could call it Toda the Karen because it's Mishalim Migufo and it's Mama. If a Papa is coming to Mamona, so it's Mama and it's Mishalim Migufo, it's Chatzin Nezik Migufo. So that should counteract the din of Potter Mishnah Sarabim. And yet the Rishonim are saying that the fact that Potter Mishnah Sarabim would be really enough in theory for a Papa. That's the problem in Svar. What's wrong with this cheshbin that we just said? The answer could be in the way that we're understanding the Gemara. That the Gemara's question, am I karto de regel? I think we can hear very well why it's not a kasha. The Rishonim make a lot of sense. Why? What's the taina on the Rishonim? Why should Rav Papa be okay with the Potter Mishnah Sarabim? After all, it's also similar to Karen too. Why is it similar to Karen? Because it's Mammon. And it's Chatzin Nezek Migufo. If I understand the Ptur, the Toda, the Karen versus Toda, the Regel, as simply because it has Dinim, whatever the Dinim are, X, Y, Z, like Karen, like Regel, therefore we call it Toda of whatever. So then, make a cheshbon, add it all up. No, so why say it's more Toda Regel? It has more. It has Dinim like Karen too. It has Migufo. It's Chatzin Nezek. It's Mama. If you're just looking at it in terms of, we're calling it a name because of the Dinim that it has. So then I hear the cheshbon. I hear the kash. I hear the point of the Rebbe Eger in the sheet. But if we're explaining that what the Gemara means in calling it Toda de Regel means that the Dinim are a function of the fact that it's Toda the Regel. In other words, the din is coming from Regel. So let's ask ourselves, what is it that's creating the wreaking havoc here in the Cheshbon? The din of Migufa. Right? Were it not for the fact that Rav Papa holds the Vadai, Shalom and Aliyah, then wait a second, I have one more thing, it's like Karen, it's Megufo. Chatzin Nezek Megufo. I ask you, Rav Bussai, the Din Megufo, were it to be that's Megufo, is that in any way because it's getting the Din from Karen? Why would you say Megufo? What did Rav say? How did Rav present his Shaila? Do we say Megufo and Aliyah? Why would it be Megufo? Because we never find Chatzin Nezek, that's min aliyah. Chatzin Nezek brings a package, brings it with Megufo. So suddenly, the fact that it's Megufo, that, it, true, it happens to be Karen as Megufo. It's only relevant to make a Toda to Karen based on that if the fact that the din is what it is, which is like Karen, is why it's called Toda to Karen. But we're not saying that. We're saying that it's only called a Toda of whatever av because it gets the din from that av. The din of Megufo is a function of Chatzin Nezek. If you get if throws is Megufo, it's because it's Chatzin Nezek, not because it's like Karen. It's a function of the Chatzin Nezek. Moreover, if it's Mammon, so you can tell me it's getting the din of Mammon from Karen, any more than it's from Regel. There's nothing here that would suddenly say, oh, it got that din from Karen. If it's about character, bottom line, dinim. In what way is it similar to this? That similar to this? So add it up. No. So it's Mammon just like Karen. It's Chatzin Nezek. It's Megufo like Karen. And all you have on the other side is the fact that it's Patvish is a rabbin. No. So why is it better to be called Toda Regel? Called Toda Karen? Must be that he also holds with Patvish is a rabbin. They're saying, no, it's not about adding up the dinim that it shares and then therefore calling it. Calling it Toda of whatever it is because the din is getting itself. It's because of that fact that it's Toda the Regel or Toda whatever that it has the din. Not because it has the din, therefore we call it Toda Rex. It's getting the din because it's drawing that halacha out of what is the Toda of. If that's the understanding, then the Rishonim make perfect sense. Then the Gemara could have just as well stayed with Rav Papa and said Rav Papa is based on Potter B'Shus Rabin because that din is clearly a din that's connected to being like Rega. The Tushas Arabim is only something we find by Shengar Rega. So Mimela, the fact that it's done with the Rego and it's part of Bishus Arabim clearly is an indicator that you would want to say that this din comes from Rega. To counter that, what are you going to say? Oh, it's Megufo. Maybe it's Megufo. So what? Megufo is because of Chatzin Nezek. It's Megufo. Not because it's drawing its din of Chatzin Nezek, Megufo from Karen. So therefore, I could very well assume that the halacha is just tweaking the din to make Chatzin Nezek, but it's clear to the regel because the Tushas Arabim is a din that's drawing itself from regel. But Megufo wouldn't be seen as that. And the fact that it's Mammon like Karen doesn't make it more drawing the Mammon din from Karen more than from regel. So therefore, Rav Papa could have really went with the other reason too, with Tushas Arabim, except that the Gemara either wanted to make Rav Papa go like the Gemara assumed to be the halacha, or in Chanami, the Gemara ends up going back and saying Rav Papa could also be based on that. That was what we wanted to, just wanted to emphasize it, to clarify why I think we could gain this, with this understanding, we understand the Rishonim much better, why the Gemara, in theory, could have used Rav Papa for Rav Papa the same reason it gets for Rav. Alec and Ari, yeah.
How do we know by
Soros
that it's Padre Bishasarabim?
So that's what the Gemara is saying. It has that din. In other words, it's called Toda Regel. That seems the Gemara is saying everyone seems to call it that. Rav Papa calls it that. Rav calls it that. It's mentioned in the Mishnayos. So obviously that would be a given. That would be a given. If it's Toda, yeah. You want to know whether the halacha itself said it. At this point, we don't necessarily see, we haven't seen indications that the halacha itself called it Toda Regel. There is a Rashba. The Rashba is going to mashba that way. It's understood to be told the regel, but the question is why.
Can you explain the svara, like the same reason why regel is part of Shazam?
We'll get that in Tosus. We'll get to that a little bit. Yeah, if you go with Urche, but Tosus doesn't agree with you because Tosus asks, that's the kasha Tosus asks, why is that more pasha to Rava than the other din, than Aliyah? So if you were to say your svara, then you could say very simple because the svara Shazam is Urche and this is more, it's like an Urche. So Tosus obviously didn't hold like you. That could be a way to answer Tosus Kash, right? Right, you know what I'm saying, right? You get Tosus yet? Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Just relating to that, but that wasn't. I really want to ask that. The Gemara and Kisid Regal implies that it's like the surrounding for Torah's off because of Orchei. You get the two studim it brings down to bite. It's a two sided question, and then the answer, I think, is I don't know. Review me. It says like it's Mistavra. It's because it's since it's Orchei, it's we're going to treat it like Regal and say that. It's
okay, we'll talk soon about Orchei with the Pnei Yeshua. I want to get to it just a few minutes. We'll wait for that for just a few minutes.
Okay. So on a separate note, we're using Rebbe's new understanding of the Gemara and of Amai Karela told as a Regal.
Right.
And opposed to the Shita in order to give a different to explain the Ramban.
Yeah.
And the Rashi.
Yeah.
So Eitan, when we were learning, he suggested like said another point that could seems like it also answer the question. I just want to know if it would be valid that if we're understanding that these dinim are not giving it, it's shame the shame regal. Like it's not what it's not because oh it has
it's not because of the din that it's called regal. It's that it's called it's called to the regal because these dinim are flowing from regal. That's yeah. What we're saying.
So at the end of the day, like maybe you could say that. You know, if we're understanding the Gemara like that, there's no Havimina that we'd call it a Toldah the Karen, because how would it be Yonik from Karen Bechlal? Because it doesn't
have Yonik. We'll get there. Good. So, both of you, let's see the Rashi. We're going to get to this issue right now. Calling it Toldah the issue, we have not yet seen, we only saw the Gemara. We come out and read the Rashi. The issue, and we see now the Rashi and the Rajba, the possibility, we're presenting it outside, the possibility of being Toldah the Karen. But let's actually see, hold what you're saying. When we see in Rashi, we'll see what we can do with this. Because Rashi Radishi is omit on the possibility of making a Toldah the Karen. Let's look at the Lashon of Rashi together. Zok Rashi, b'chatzi nezek tzvoros, sh'oysa ma'aleches, the animal is walking, v'hitiza tzvoros, b'ragleha. Right? It stepped on tzvoros and made it shoot out with its feet, v'shibus akelen. That's the cases in the Mishnah in the second parak. The kaimalan, we assume, the hilchisa gemirila l'moshe misinai, the mamonahu, the lo knas. This Rashi, how to read this Rashi is a whole question. The simple reading of these words is the halacha that we have about tzvoros tells us, right, that it's mamon. That's the simple reading of the words, right? The halacha that spoke about tzvoros said there's a chiyuv chatzi nezek mamon. That's all what the halacha was speaking to, right? Rashi goes on, the afagav the paganitska show negicha aviknas, kidaminu kamon, hai paganitska mamonahu. So, just before we continue in Rashi, there's another way to read the Rashi, not the simple way to read it. This is what the Mashal suggests in Rashi. The emesis Rashi's words are very much like echoing the Gemara that we noted at the end of the Perek, but the Gemara says such a lashon, right? The Gemara says, antaf tesvavam beis, yilchaso gemirala de mamonahu. So, again, the words the Pashtas are saying that halacha of Tzvoros already spoke to the status of the Chiv. So that's how you could read it, but the Rush thinks that the Gemara doesn't mean that. The Gemara means Hilchsa Gemirola, that there's a din of Tzvoros and Chiv and Chatzi Nezek. The Monahu is what we know to be the case. That's not the Halacha telling us that. And so the Marshal says, Bedas Rashi in the Lashon of Rashi. Not the simple reading of the Rashi, but rather Hilchsa Gemirola, the Moshe Misinai, the mamonahu velo knas, meaning it's halacha moshe misinai, and it is mamona. Again, the pashtus you wouldn't say that, especially since mice according to Rashi tosen lav kayotze vehen would have meant zero. So it could be, as far as we're concerned, if the Torah is machadesh that there's going to be a chiyuv, because lav kayotze vehen would normally assume nothing. So maybe the Torah has to tell me the nature of the chiyuv. So it could make sense to read the Rashi the simple way. It could be that the Rashi were thinking, like the Rif's pshat, that the Lof Kayotzven already gives us Chatzi Nezek. So now, some stomach is going to be Mamon. So the Halacha didn't tell you it's Mamon. But for Rashi, perhaps I can understand better why the Halacha needed to tell me what it is. But Lamaisa, the first words of Rashi are that the Halacha says it's Mamon, either the Halacha itself, or we know it's Mamon, Velo Knas. The afagav the paganis kashon negicha haviknas kedaminu kaman. Even though by chatzin nezek of Karen it's knas, that's what one mandam says later. Hai paganis ka mamonahu. Before I continue the Rashi, the next couple words which are important, just to think outside with me. What would be the possibility that Rashi is even like entertaining that the Chatzin Nezek Tzvoros would be Knas? Let's just see, how do we make sense of this? And Rashi is differentiating it from the Palganiska of Keren, which is Knas. Rashi's going Amanda Amar, that's Knas. But this is Mamu. The Manda Amar Palganiska Knas at the end of the parak. How does the Gemara explain what that is? What's it based on? Why is Palganiska Knas? What does the Gemara say? Manda Amar Palganiska Knas. Kasava what? Stam Shvarim. What does the Gemara say? Stam Shvarim are Becheskas Shimur Kaimi. Stam Shvarim are considered guarded. The din who? You should pay nothing. But the Torah penalized you. No, that's the logic of Palganiska Knasa. Once again, Stam Shvarim are considered tame. Really, you should pay nothing, but the Torah made a knas, you should watch it, you watch it sure. Does that logic, could that logic have been applied to Tzvoros? What would it have meant to even consider the possibility that Tzvoros, Palganiska, is knasa? Is Stam Shvarim, are Becheska Shimur from Tzvoros, or not Becheska Shimur from Tzvoros, Rabosa? What will you think? What? La Becheska Shimur. So how could anyone have even considered the possibility? Rashi's telling me, no, it's not, it's even a Palganiska Knasa, but this is Mamun. Whether it's the Halacha that says it's Mamun, or we know it's Mamun, like, what would have been even the idea to consider that it's Knas? What are we missing here? The logic of Palganiska Knasa has to do with Stam Shvarim Becheskas Shimur. That doesn't apply to Tzvoros. The animal is certainly prone while it's walking to step on a pebble and to shoot, the pebble's going to shoot out and cause damage. Why is that? It's not Becheskas Shimur. So what are we missing? So Chur, the answer is Mamish Pashit, but let me hear if anyone knows all, intuitively, what's the answer? Does the Svara Becheskas Shimur, that's the reason, that's the only reason why something could be Knas? And that's the Pshat? It goes like this. We once said this once before. The Torah says Chatzi Nezek. How do we understand the Chatzi Nezek? So one way to look at it is that really you should pay nothing. The Torah gives you a knas to pay chatzi nezek. Why would you pay nothing? So we'll figure out by Karen, why do you pay chatzi nezek and you would have paid nothing, but the Torah wants you to pay knas chatzi nezek? Because when it comes to Karen, which is unusual, it's Stam Shvarim, we say, Becheskas Shimur Kain. That would be the explanation by Karen. If I were to say that chatzi nezek svaros is knas, so what would be the idea? Not the same svara that's mentioned over there. What would it be based on? It would say that basically, since it was only what from the animal that caused it, it wasn't the animal's goof that caused it, it was only what? Kocho of the animal. So really, the Torah is considering it to be like a kocho lavka gufo idea. In other words, when the halacha is coming and telling me chatzi nezek, the Torah is basically saying, from the perspective of nezek, I would view this as not mamish the mice of the animal. Elamai, I'll give you a knas, I'll slap you with a knas of chatzi nezek. It's not that I'm going to take the exact identical logic of the Knas by Karen and transplant that and apply it to Tzvoros. Obviously, that's not true. It's not Pshat, it's Becheskas Shimur from the issue from Tzvoros. Except that Tzvoros has its own reason why it might be a Knas. In other words, it's not a Knas for the same reason that Palganiska Knasa, but you could have thought that the Chiyuv Chatzi Nezek of Tzvoros is a Knas. I think Pashupshan, no chidusha, Pashupshan Rashi, just to think it through. Good. So what does Rashi do with this? So Rashi says, again, the halacha hilchsek mirola de mamonu, however you read that, we're de mamonu. The halacha says mamon, we know it's mamon v'lo knas. Again, we could have thought it knas, but it's not. Even though Palganiska shall negicha havi knas, kidaminu l'kamon, Rashi goes with that manda amma later, that he's mentioned, he's alluding to the manda amma, that Palganiska knas, and not rapapa. Hi Palganiska Mamonahu, the Hilkach Rav told the Karenhu. Ella de Regel, and Rashi continues. The Koch Regel, the Asa, we'll see that in a second. So, what do we have in this Rashi? Something interesting. Rashi is introducing what Ari was just bringing up, that let's understand why is it told the Regel any more than Karen, than being told the Karen. And Rashi's Hilkach is saying, given the fact that Palganiska Knasa will feed that Mandama. And this is Mamona, whether it's the Halacha says it's Mamon, that's one way to read the Rashi, the Pashup Shad, or we know it's Mamon. But given that it's not Knas, it's Mamon, therefore we understand why it's not told to the Karen, it's told to the Regel. So I ask you a Pashup Kasha. First of all, it's strange that Rashi has to speak this out when, anyway, we have here, who are we talking about here in this Gemara? which shita? Rapapa. Rapapa holds Pauganiska Mamona. So does Rashi have to even, what's Rashi doing? I don't know exactly. But I'll ask you a stronger question. No. If the point that Rashi's making of why it's told to the Rego, not told to the Karen, is predicated on showing the distinction that Karen is Pauganiska what? Knasa. And this is Pauganiska, this Chatzinezek, or Tzvaros is what? Is Mamon, right? That's why I know it's told to the Rego, not told to the Karen. Rabosai. So then I ask you a simple question. That according to Rapapa, who happens to be here on the summit, and he holds Pauganiska is what? Is Mamon. So no Gaiter, ask a question. So why is told to the Rego, not told to the Karen? What did Rashi do? He threw us for a loop here. Rashi's only helping us out. What's told the Regan, not told the Karen, if a Pagan is a Knasa. So therefore, this is Mamon, that's Knasa. We understand it's told the Regan. No, what if it's Pagan is Mamona, Rapapa himself? So new Vaitus, so now ask the question. Let it be told to the Karen. In light of where we've been going, I think we can understand. The Mahalach that we've been building this Sugi, I think we understand the answer. But here, I'm taking the question from the Rashi himself. Rashi is trying to point out why he needs to point it out here, even though it's our papa, I don't know. Our papa is anyway not, it's not relevant. And any, but I'm asking better than that. Rashi is pointing out, it's told that the rego, not the Karen, in as much as if your whole pagan is called knasa, but here it's mammon, so therefore it's not told the Karen, told the rego. It's accommodating that man de omer, that it's not, it shows you it's not told that the Karen's told the Rebbe because it's Mammon and told the Karen is, and Chatzinezek of Karen is Knas. No, Rapapa, he holds the Chatzinezek is Pauganiska is Mammon. No, so what about him? Why is called told the Rebbe and told the Karen? Well, you had this question in the Rashi? You should have. No, what's Pshat in Rashi? No, tell me.
The fact that the din is that it's mamon, it stems from the fact that orachim is indicative of where it's being yoni from.
Say better. The fact that it's mamon would not be itself a reason to make it told the Karen. Let's understand. If it were knas by tzvoros, and pauganiska would be knas, then I'd have, aha, that must be an indicator that what? That chatzinah and tzvoros would perhaps be a, after all, a told that the Karen, if it would match up being Knas. Because it's not typical. What's Knas? Pauganiska of Karen is Knas. And suddenly we see Chatzinezek Tzvaros. So obviously, for whatever reason, they will have to explain it better. The Torah, in saying this halacha, would be Koveya that Tzvaros is totally the Karen. So I have to understand why it is. It's Orche. Good. I have to figure this out too. We'll get there. That's if it were Knas. But says Rashi, given the fact that Pauganiska is Knasa and this is Mammon, so now I don't see it's told the Karen. That's what all Rashi said. But if you hold Pauganiska Mammon and this is Mammon, that's not a reason to say it's told the Karen. Because that's not an anomaly. Pauganiska Mammona, but so is everything else Mammon. So why should I say that din is nourishing itself from Karen any more than Regel? So it doesn't bother me that Pauganiska is also Mammon and this is Mammon. That doesn't present a problem to me. Oh, maybe it's told to Karen. No. The only thing that would have presented a challenge to us that would have made us think it's told to Karen is if Pauganiska would be Knasa and this Svaros would be Knas. Oh. So the only times I find Chatzinezek Knas is by Karen. So if Tzvaros is Knas, oh, then must be the Torah is declaring it to be like told to Karen. So Rashi says, oh, but the answer is, it's not, it's Mammon. The Halacha says it's Mammon. We know it's Mammon, so it's not told to Karen. That's all Rashi said. What am I asking? Oh, but Rapapa is Pauganiska Mamona, so if this is Mammon, let it be told to Karen. No! Being Mammon does not indicate it's told to Karen. If it were to be Knas and also Pauganiska Knasa, that would be indicating it's totally Karen because nothing else is Knas but Karen. But if it's Mammon and also Karen Pauganiska is Mammon, no. Rashi doesn't have to address the issue. So all Rashi was saying, for whatever reason he said it, that if you hold Pauganiska Knasa, but since this is Mammon, it's also not going to be told that the Karen. Again, for a papa, you wouldn't have to spell it out. Rashi's spelling it out according to the other Manda Amar too. Okay. So Rashi finishes. Again, we still don't know exactly why it would be a Karen, but that was what I would have thought. If it were Knas, it would be like Karen. So Rashi finishes by saying, Hilkach Lav told the Karen who. So because it's mammon, and whereas by paganiska of keren, it's kenas, there it's a tod de keren. It's not tod de keren. Ela de regel. Here Rashi says something interesting. Why is it tod de regel? De mikoach regel hu de asi. So it's tod de regel because mikoach regel de asi. Pashup shal, what is Rashi saying? It's tod de regel because it came with a foot. Very strange, very strange. What should Rashi have said? What would you expect Rashi to say? What should you expect Rashi to say? Oh, say, which words should you use? Which phrase? Hezeko matzli, yeah, hezeko matzli. I mean, the Gemara, before, talked about it. The ita, told the regal, because it's a foot. And it says, no. Because the Gemara says, Ritzo b'ito regal, no, regal hezeko matzli. So the Gemara is saying, the issue is not whether it's coming with the foot. It's a function of hezeko matzli. Rashi should have said that. Strange. What does Rashi mean? I mean, the cases of Toda, you have other Todos of Gufa, Bisaira. Yeah, it's also not the regal either. The Toda the regular mentions on Amid Aleph, Shrif Shaleh, Hafum Shabafia. So what about that? That's not Mikoch regal. But it's a Toda the regal because it's Hezekel Matzli. Unless you say that's also anything that's from the, it's wild animals going, that's called Koach regal. That's what Rashi means. And Tzarchi and what Rashi means, Mikoch Regel Ka'asi. Lashon of Rashi before by Be'ita. Ahachi Avitode Keren. Rashi says, the Kabanosin Lahazik Ki Keren, the Inna Lezeka Ki Keren. Maybe Rashi is saying that the more we put into Keren, so then it can't be Rego, even though it's Mikoch Rego. I don't know, it sounds to me that maybe Rashi was saying that we're not totally falling back from the idea of Mikoch Rego, except to the extent that I see it more as Keren because of Keren's qualities, so that's Mafkia from the fact that it has associations with Rego because of the foot. Because maybe the Gemara wasn't totally regressing from that suggestion that Mikoch Rego has some relevance here. I mean, I'm forcing, it's a dochik what I'm saying. I'm just saying maybe, to save Rashi's words a little bit, that Rashi does seem to acknowledge the idea of the fact that it was Mikoch Regel, the foot. The Gemara seemed to say otherwise before Be'ita. The Gemara's words were, because it's Hezeko Matzli. But Rashi stressed in the Teretz, and this is not Hezeko Matzli, that was the Gemara's Lashon. But Rashi says, and therefore it's told to Keren, because it's Kavnasel Hazaki Keren. Rashi also is sort of not just saying it's not Ezekiel, it's not Ezekiel Matsui to do Be'ita. Rashi stresses, and it's Kavna Selahazik. So in other words, Ki'ilu, if it wouldn't have the affinity with Keren, then I would still be able to consider the very fact that, even if it wasn't Ezekiel Matsui, but the very fact that it was coming with the regal, maybe that still has something to say about being told the regal. And otherwise, you have to know what the Rashi means, Mikoch Regel Da'asi, but Rashi says it. No, it's a hard Rashi. Uk, that's on the one hand, so it's like Regel. Uk, and it's not Tod Keren, as we said, because even if that's Knas, this is Mammon, so it's obviously not going to be Tod Keren. Uk, Regel Lahavi, the Regel Mishayim, that's Kshal, and Vahano Drag Pub. Let's finish the Rashi. Va'amai Karuk, Tod Regel, Hov, Enemus, Elemus, Kimosa. So the way that Tosus learns it, meaning it should have its own name. And again, it's not paying what regal. So why meicha taste it should be viewed as under the category of regal? L'shalim and aliyah. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Says the Gemara within Rapap, l'shalim and aliyah, shemezika yosem mashi shove. The hezek was more than the value of the shore, m'shalim ahezek mibeso. He has to pay from his own assets, ki regal, which is true by regal as well, d'chsir bei beregal, meitav sadeh, meitav kamo yishalim. He pays from his own assets, the best ones. And it's different than Karen. V'lahavi ki Karen, the ena mazim mishalim el migufo. What is migufo? Kidersiv machus seshor achai v'chatzu es kaspo. Which would mean, what's the distinguishing factor of migufo? That it's from the shore. V'mhizik yosel, kidei damav mafsid hanizik. That if the hafsid of the chatzi nezik would be more than the value of the shore, you wouldn't have to pay anything more than the value. There's a cap. The cap would be the value of the shore. That's the migufa. Rashi says this numerous times when they have an aliyah versus migufa. Rashi stresses this point. The Mishnah at the end of the parak on Tezayna Mebeis, Ma bein tamu muad, sha'atam b'sham chatzin ezek migufa, v'mu'asham ezek shom in aliyah. Rashi emphasizes the same point. Afilu ena nogeach shavas shir anezek, the memuot ksev yishayim shor tachas ashor. Chorah, from the sugyas later, you see other nafkamina. It's not just about the cap, it's also that there's a lien on the shore. And you can't collect from shar nechassim. And then ali means you could collect from shar nechassim. Rashi doesn't stress that so much. Rashi stresses the issue of the cap for some reason. Ula Rava, amai karilato de regel, upotu vishis rabim, says Rashi ki regel, de regel ena chayeves, elim ke nichnesa rishis anizik vihizika, de chsiv ba, vishilach es beiro, uviar vishteyacher, vahayna vishis anizik. Let's just do one inyan, and then we'll even be the Tosus, the little Tosus, and then we'll talk about the Rif tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, Shita Sarif, in this whole sugya, try to finish everything tomorrow. Just the one ha'ara in the Rajba here. The Rajba, Kinira was a gears in the Gemara that he had, it sounds that way. We saw in Rashi the suggestion that it might, the Tzeroros Chatzinezek might be viewed as a told of what? Rashi considered the possibility, a tolda of Karen. She says, but even if Pabinus got Knasa, if this were Knas, I could argue that, but since it's Mammon, it's not tolda of Karen. So Rashi is considering such a possibility. The Rajba is even more explicit, because the Rajba actually learns Pshat in the Gemara's question, or perhaps even the Girsa was that way. The Lashon Gemara Bayas is, V'amai Karula tolda derega. And since the Gemara was Shalei Min Aliyah. And the Rajba quotes that question in the Gemara, the way he has it, the heading of the Rajba is, V'amai Hada Minan, V'amai Karula tolda derega, Toda de Karenhu. You noticed that Rajba, right? The Rajba clearly understood the Gemara. Maybe he's paraphrasing his own words. Maybe he was gorious in the words. The Kasha was not the way Tosus learned it. Tosus learned the Gemara's question that Hayalolik was Goshem B'Fenayatma. So in the Shita also you have that understanding. The Rajba learns the Kasha was, let it be Toda de Karen. Then the Rajba goes on to say that don't say it's Rapapo called it Toda de Regel. It's the halacha itself that said it. I'll leave out that cheshbon in a second. There's something to that too. I want to ask you the following question. What would be the pshat? To consider the idea that Thoris is Toda to Karen. What do we know about Karen? Do we know Kavanaso Hazik? That's not present over here. There's another aspect that we know we deal with when we talk about Karen. What's the other characteristic that makes Karen Karen? It's Mishunah. Karen's Mishunah. That's always the back and forth. What is it? What's the most defining characteristic? No, so L'chera, what is Regel? Regel is Orche. What is Tzoros? Pashtus. It's also Orche. So how in the world could we have assumed that the Chatzi Nezek of Tzoros could have a din told to the Karen? Seemingly, the basic ingredients of Karen are lacking here, because Karen is a Shunah, and this is not Mishunah. I think it's a very pushed question. So there's something important in Pnei Yeshua. Could be it's a Rach later that says the same thing, the Kitzer, but I'll bring it from the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says a very interesting Chiddush, and I think this is very Negev for the Tzoros and Bachal, the whole Sugya. But this would be the Pshat why Rashi and the Rashba could both be thinking about the idea that Tzoros could be classified as totally Karen. What the Pnei Yeshua says in a nutshell is that this is not exactly completely Orche. Now, and it doesn't mean it's naturally the same Mishunah that Karen is, but it's something in between. Typical Regel is Orche, so is Shein. Tzoros is somewhat Lav Orche. Would I say the same degree as Karen? Probably not. But the fact that there's some element of Lav Orche in Tzoros, that would be why you could conceive of the fact that maybe, if the Torah is Chatzin Ezek, maybe the interpretation is that the Torah wants to classify it as Toda de Karen. That's clear from what the Pnei Yeshua writes. You see a line or two in his words. He has cheshbon at the other issue, but then he says, Akochach tzvoros akochach lav urche kokach kmo regel. Elo lav urche tzas mikri besugir sashas. Ukmo ken Karen rapav desfilei demamonahu. So he says Karen is also one says it's not el gamri lav urche either. Kasen feshor bin a knas. It's urche. So he wants to bridge the blur the distinction somewhat between tzvoros and Karen. Karen is a little bit orche, but mostly mishune, and tzvoros is mostly orche, but a little bit lav orche. So basically, okay, they're not exactly overlapping, but there's room to start thinking that tzvoros has associations with Karen, and therefore hayelo likros shaper told it to Karen. I think that would be the only way to understand why Rashi is entertaining such a possibility. And according to Rajba, that the Gemara was asking that Kasha, it would mean, as I understand it, would mean the following. It's not like we would on our own say that this is Lav Urche, this is Karen. But now that the Torah, Halacha, has spoken about Tzvoros and said it's Chatzi Nezek, there's room to consider the possibility that the Torah is treating it by giving a Chatzi Nezek as a Torah to Karen. It's orche? No, it's not exactly orche. There's a lav orche component. It's not typical for the animal to step on a pebble and the pebble shoots out. That's a little bit of lav orche. So it smacks a little bit of Karen. With Amayona wouldn't say it, but maybe that's what the Torah is doing. So that's good for the question. And the Gemara says, no, it's not that way. It's told to the Rega. Why? And you see, the Potem Shus Sarabim or Shalmin Aliyah, whatever it may be. Yeah, it's good.
I was going to ask, why did we assume originally that it's for sure orche? In the case of Tzvoros, it doesn't seem so like
the animal walks, and then when an animal walks, just like you could say it could bump against something, it could also step in a pebble. I could say that. I could hear that. It's just as it's also. It's just it's kocha. All it is, in other words, until I read this Pnei Yeshua, I would have said, statistically, it's orche. The only thing is, it's kocho of the animal, not gufo. That's the only thing that makes a Tzvoros different than typical regular. What I think in the Pnei Yeshua is no, it's considered lav urche. It's a lav urche aspect too, and that's what could make it possibly totally Karen. Again, you could say it's urche. Animals can step and do a lot of things. It could bump into something with its goof. It could be mazik by trampling. It could be mazik in these toldos of regal manner, and it could also step on a pebble. And the pebble shoots out. It's He's saying it's not so common that a pebble is going to cause a hezek. Maybe that's what he's saying. But again, it's not the lav urche of Karen necessarily, but it's enough to allow me to consider it to be the told of Karen. You'll see something else in the Rashba for tomorrow that the Rashba takes as a davar pashut that the halacha itself made a told of the regel. That's not how we were running from the other Rishonim. The halacha made a tov deregel, so that's something to notice. And then within, we're in up to Tosus well. Chor Tosus Kasha is very hard to know. Pshat and Tosus Pashtus is a simple answer to Tosus, Gopotro. So think about that. First of all, we alluded to before about the Urche of Rishus Arabim and Bachal, separate from that. And then two more issues to just talk about, just to sort of, you know, loose ends. The question of Tzvoros of Shane, in other words, Tzvoros not being connected to Regel, is that also possible? We know a Rashi on this, right? Remember the Rashi, Yitches? Mm. So that's one issue. And then the last thing to look at is the Rif. The Rif had his own pshat in the entire sugya of Todos and Kiyotza, of Kiyotza Lehen. Think about the Rif's pshat as well. And then we'll figure out after that what we'll do in the session after the sugya. We'll figure out.
Thank you.